Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Never a dull moment. I kid you not. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, pressure from ratepayers over the city's electricity tariffs has prompted the National Energy Regulator of South Africa to launch an investigation into the matter. Stop COCT founder Sandra Dixon joins us online. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Just briefly take us through as quickly the process until when NERSA and I decided to launch this investigation.
Okay, for the last year or so, Stop COCT had been lodging various complaints at NERSA at various stages. And finally, we got NERSA's ear, and they replied about 3 weeks ago, and they asked us for more information, which we supplied to NERSA, and subsequently we were notified that they have launched an inquiry into what the City of Cape Town is doing, and we need to await their response after they have completed the inquiry and after they've spoken to the City of Cape Town.
Sandra, I completely understand the urge for them to have responded, because if you look at the figures that is being thrown around at the moment, it's quite inconsistent and scary at the same time. What is the effect of the new property valuation and property tariffs if you look at it? Because, I mean, Lifeline moves to 242 cents per unit after 350 units, domestic and home users 242 cents per unit only after 600 units. How does the COCT view this, and has your organization done its own research of comparing this to other municipalities?
Yes, we have done quite extensive research on the entire tariff structure of other municipalities as well. The city claims that they are on par with other municipalities. However, if we look at the metros, the city is one of the only metros that implemented two surcharges on their tariff increases. And if we look at how the city is treating our Lifeline, which is the poorest of the poor people, it is probably one of the worst in the country, because the Lifeline people, as you said, get the Lifeline tariff, which is 1.20 rand, up to 350 units, and thereafter they pay 2.42 rand per unit. And I have it on record last week that the chairman of Eskom said that they are selling their electricity at an average rate of 90 cents per unit. So how does the city get from 90 cents to 2.42 rand for the poorest of the poor?
And just leading up a little bit closer to 7:30 now, what can the city do to clear up and convince Stop COCT that the setting of tariffs are fair?
The city need to start to reply to our emails, and they need to come to the table and put their facts on the table, because the city is vehemently disputing what we are saying. And just to conclude at the end, I just want to draw clear attention to the fact that the approved tariffs by NERSA is lower than the tariffs that the City of Cape Town implemented.
Wow.
It ranges from 6% to 15% higher to what NERSA actually approved.
And Sandra, you know, just before I let you go, so what's going to happen now? NERSA is going to launch an investigation. When are we seeing outcomes? Because clearly the tariffs that the city has implemented come 1st of July already, you know, it's incorrect. So what's going to happen between now and until when NERSA now launch the investigation? How long is this going to take? Or are you going to put, from COCT side, are you going to put pressure on NERSA as well?
We are putting maximum pressure on NERSA. The one problem that we do have is that according to the laws, the tariffs can only be changed once a year. However, the minister can intervene and can allow NERSA to allow the City of Cape Town to adjust their tariffs. That is the one option. The other option is, if we can prove, or if it is proven, which we have in black and white, that the city has violated the NERSA approval rates, the approval tariffs, we are here talking about the city misleading the public entirely, because they are basically flouting what NERSA had told them to do.
Mm.
And legally, I think that can be tested in a court if need be.
Right, Sandra Dixon, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Something definitely we're going to be keeping our eye on. And when we talk about electricity, you know, as far as no van water, then honey means absolutely mal, and rightfully so.